My name is J.D. Bradley, and I've had a hell of a life that's given me a unique perspective and crazy stories that I share here. This, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is the story about my illegal fence. Yes, you heard me right. My fence is illegal, or at least it's against city ordinance. I bought this house like 15 years ago, and a couple years into it, I took out a loan to do substantial upgrades to it to make it more to my liking. And one of the things that I did was put a 6-foot privacy fence around the perimeter. That being said, it's two lots and on a corner. And so this privacy fence goes all the way to two sidewalks. And while it was being erected, I was off from work one day. I think I'd probably called in sick, knowing me. And I think I did an episode about when I turned that lesbian. Well, the lesbian that I was fucking, Nadine, was here, and we're drinking. It was the afternoon, and this dude comes knocking on my door. I was like, what the fuck? So I get up and I go to the door, and I open the door, and this guy hands me his business card, and he's like, my name's so-and-so, so-and-so, as if I should be impressed. And it said, I work for the city of Corpus Christi, and your fence is in violation of city ordinance. And I said, so? He said, so you have to tear it down. Well, I'm saying this, you know, the fence was just being put up. The posts were in the ground, part of the fence was up. That's why he could come to the front door. And I said, what if I don't fucking take it down? He said, we'll sue you. I said, yeah, well then what? He said, you owe us money. And I said, and how are you going to collect? He said, we'll put a lien on your property. And I said, yeah, well guess what, asshole? I don't plan on ever moving, so fuck you. I said, as a matter of fact, and I looked at the card, and I said, so-and-so, so-and-so, whatever the fuck his name was. I said, how about, I'll sue you personally for harassment. And I said, and I guarantee I make more money than you. And, we'll play games. I was like, right. And then Nadine at this point is like, kick his ass, Jason! And he looks nervous when she says that, and I'm kind of a muscular guy. And I look at him all ugly, and I said, hey, so-and-so, so-and-so. And I grabbed him by the shirt, and I stroked his face, and I said, I'm not going to hurt you today. I said, but I'll tell you what. I said, you can get the fuck off my property before I do. And you better think about your fucking options, because I'm not tearing that fence down. I said, we can play all the fucking games you want, but I'm not tearing it down. If it comes down to it, I'll keep taking you personally to court. And the city won't get you a lawyer. You'll have to pay for that lawyer. And I'll fuck your shit up. I said, now get the fuck off my property. And Nadine says, kick his ass! I said, shut up, Nadine. So the dude left. And a few days went by, and he came, and he knocked on my door. And I opened the door, and Nadine wasn't here, fortunately. So what the fuck you want, man? He said, well, I thought about it, and I decided, you know, we're going to go ahead and cut you some slack and let you keep your fence. And I said, that's great. Get the fuck off my property, you fucking bitch. So we left, and my fence got finished. So then I have this big illegal fence. Now let me explain the rationale of the city ordinance. My fence goes to the front sidewalk. And I don't know if you're familiar with Texas Castle Doctrine, but if someone goes through your front door without your permission, you can shoot them and kill them, as it should be. Except the way the law works, my front door is my front fence. And so if the cops were to come through my front fence, I can shoot them and kill them, as it should be. They shouldn't be able to come through my fucking, on my property without permission, unless they have a warrant, and even then, fuck them. I hate cops. I think I've made that clear already. But anyway, there's an addendum to this story. So that New Year's, I threw my very first New Year's Eve keg party, and I did that every year for like 15 years. I finally quit. It just got to be too much of a pain in the ass, but I had approximately 100 people on my property. We're partying. It's past midnight. I'm in a place I'm looking at right now in my kitchen by my back door talking to a really fine-ass little Mexicana, hoping to get some pussy, and as you know, as it turns out, I got that pussy. But anyway, some people come in like, fuck, dude, the cops are in your driveway and they want to talk to the owner of the house, and they're all nervous and shit. I'm like, okay, man, I got this. So I go outside, and like I said, there's like fucking 100 people on my property. And the cops are screaming, "We want to talk to the owner of the house." And so I open the back gate, and I keep my hand on the post and my other hand on the gate. And they're both shining their flashlights in my eyes. And they said, "Are you the owner of the house?" And I said, "I am the owner of the house." And they said, "Can we come in?" With, you know, they've got that voice, that command voice to try to intimidate you, except for I'm not intimidated by them. And I said, "Well, that depends. Do you have a warrant?" And they said, "No." And I said, "Well, fuck you then, pig." And shut the gate. And the crowd just erupted into a fucking big roar. And so I went in and I got a beer. And they stood up there in the driveway for about 10 fucking minutes talking about their options. And they finally left because they didn't have any fucking options. And that's the story of my big illegal fence. And there's other stories, but that's pretty much the most important part in how I got started. And thank you once again for listening. And once again, if you enjoyed this show, please share it with 3 of your friends you think might enjoy it and share it on your social media. Thank you very much for listening and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye, my friend.